This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. So, since we last spoke to you a couple of minutes ago, this is on my Wikipedia page. I am the father of Peter Rosenberg.
That's not
true. Robert De Niro and Bobby Cannavale both were at my wedding. Not true. And I'm the longtime broadcaster of the Miami Marlins.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. So, please, don't do your book reports off Wikipedia.
You just got to get control of your stuff, Michael. I'd use a different word, but it's Disney owned. But you know, Peter, you know what I'm saying.
But Michael's point is correct. People can change things constantly, so it could
right.
be a full time
job.
Not
before if your you people get can actually get involved. I don't even pay attention to it. I'd love to be Peter's dad. I'd straighten him out, but I'd love to be his dad. And the age is work that I could have been. What are you, 41, Peter?
Yeah.
No, I'm 59. Boom, I could have had you at 18. Easy.
Easy.
That would have been
And you'll
great.
Be 60 before he's 42.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
Go to Wikipedia. Nice. You'll see for yourself.
All right, let's bring in the great R.J. Bell, who will give
great.
Us his picks. R.J., I want to right off the bat, I want to thank you. You essentially took me out at the knees to defend my title here at the radio station because I went all in on the Steelers, and that was over quickly. But thank you. I know you had your best intentions.
You know, I think one thing Wikipedia should do is they should track how much we talk about the prior week based on if it won or lost.
That's a lot.
Because I think there'd be a correlation there. But I'll tell you this much. Man, was that a stinker. Ooh, huh. Dog. Sometimes it's almost enjoy. Because let's be candid. If you bet for real, when you lose a close one, it's gut-wrenching because, you know, the ebbs and flows of the game. When you have one you lost before the first quarter, it's almost a relief. You know,
well, there was no wrenching of the gut for this game. It was over after that snap over the head of Ben.
Yeah, no doubt. And it kind of segues into, you know, just how good the Browns are. I mean, what do you guys – I mean, because the Baker narrative has been fairly negative for a couple years. He's done a lot this year, I think, to counteract it. Where are you guys at with how good the Browns are?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't have a chance without a coach, and they just waxed the Steelers. So what do you think, Peter?
Well, RJ, you weren't the only one. You and a couple other people we talked to scared me off of the Browns. I liked them just based on the direction the two teams appeared to be going and kind of what I'd seen from Ben all year. I didn't feel very good about this Steelers team, but everyone seemed to really get me scared from the Stefanski talk, and yeah, they're a better team right now than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, I don't know how good they are. Are they championship caliber? No, but could they keep things interesting for a little while with Kansas City? I think they could.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think the following is, I think the points about Stefanski were valid, meaning that he is a key coach. What we didn't understand is that the culture that he's instilled, it feels like, is even bigger than him being there that moment. Mm-hmm. And that's rare, right? I mean, we know even when a coach, like, think of Bill Parcells, right? Or you know, when he leaves, usually there's a sense of him a couple years after even, right? And we saw that with Bill Walsh and Seaford way back when. But, I mean, the idea that he's established that in Cleveland so soon, I mean, it really impressed me. And obviously, listen, Pittsburgh could have played, you know, obviously some of that were some mistakes that you don't expect to happen again. But still, when Pittsburgh got within 12 and it wasn't, you know, beginning of the fourth, the fact the Browns beat them off point and stopped the comeback, that's impressive. In a way, if the Steelers hadn't come back at all, you could have said it was just the flukiness at the beginning of the game. But I think the fact Steelers were in, you know, let's be candid, when they were down 12 with like 14 minutes left, what was the odds of Pittsburgh coming back in your mind? Probably, what, 30%, right, at that point? So the Browns stopping that, I think, is another encouraging sign for Cleveland.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
RJ, we can break down all of the different maturations and all that, but based on the history, why am I not just taking all four road teams this week?
And the history being what exactly?
Just that the home team doesn't cover in the playoffs.
Well, you know, it's funny. If you look at this season, the home team scoring and the road team scoring was about the same. And you could say, yeah, but it's the pandemic. There's not crowds. Thus, a lot of the home field is mitigated. But if you look at last season, so 2019, and combine it with this season,
yeah,
there's been about 25,000 points scored in the NFL over those 2 years. The home team has scored 8 more points. This is not counting the playoffs. So to me, it's like this is a trend that started, the road team stuff started last year. And I'm not sure exactly why it got so pronounced last year, but I think hopefully next season when the fans are back, we'll be able to see, is this something that 2019 was the aberration, or is this the new normal? I will say one last thing before we get to the makeout. This is a week that key numbers are key more than any other. So what are the three key numbers in NFL? 3, 7, 10, and then I say 14 is next. So what is the key number? It's a likely margin of victory. So for example, now this might sound crazy, but if you gave me the Bucks and the Saints and said, RJ, we'll book you twice, two different bets, you can have the Bucks plus 3.5 and the Saints minus 2.5. So we're just moving across 3, and I would lay 110 each way, the normal 11 to win 10, and I would be a positive, profitable bet. In the long term, if you lay 2.5 and take 3.5, you would win money. 3 is that key. So 7 and 10, not as much, but they're very key. So for all the bettors out there, whatever way you go, you can't lay 3.5 with Tampa. You just can't, right? You can take 3.5. And same thing, you can't lay 10.5 with Kansas City. You got to lay 10. And if you're getting the worst of that number, it's almost impossible to win long term.
All right, so what is your makeout pick?
We're going to take 10.5 with the Browns. And it's a gutsy play, no doubt about it. But do you know how many times in the last 9 weeks you would have covered playing Kansas City?
What is it? Just twice?
Zero.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No.
I won't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Not a single cover. And we're always waiting for Kansas City to show their truth because they've certainly had moments or quarters that were as good as any team we've seen in 10 years, right? If you look at their best quarter against the Tampa Bay Bucks, their best quarter against the Saints, against Miami, they had some amazing quarters, but never seemingly are they able to maintain it. And if you look at their O-line, it's not blocking near as well as last year. The running game's not near as good. The defense isn't as good. This is Patrick Mahomes' worship, and he deserves to be really, you know, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. I accept that. But the idea that the Browns are getting 10.5, think about this now. Carolina played in Kansas City not that long ago. The line was 9.5. So I'm confused. Is Carolina better than the Cleveland Browns? I mean, this is just a matter of the bookies knowing, the lines makers knowing, the public is getting engaged at this point. It's the divisional round, and they're seeing Mahomes and all that love, and they're also seeing the fact Kansas City's defending Super Bowl champions, and the Browns got lucky to win. You know, they got lucky they won a game. I think Stefanski being out helps them in this game because it's going to be like, we did it without you. Now it's a fresh, you know, it's not like a hangover as much as here's our chance to really do something. I like it a good bit. I know it's scary, and I know I could look foolish. I could lose by 40, but I'll take the Browns. I think it's the best bet on the board.
Good stuff, RJ. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so that's RJ Bell. And strangely enough, guys, at pregame.com, which is RJ's site, the Browns-Chiefs line opened at 4.5. It's now 10.5. It's jumped 6 points since Monday.
I never saw it that low. It was that low?
Yeah, on pregame.com. All right, I got to tell you, you know
what RJ Bell just made me want to do?
Take the Chiefs.
That's right.
Well, no team, no AFC team has ever gone to the hosted three consecutive championship games. That's what Kansas City would do if they won against Cleveland. The last time it happened was in the NFC, the Eagles. And who was their coach when that happened? The same coach that's trying to get Kansas City to do it three straight years.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.